this, put him on the phone, we're ready to go.
I'm here.
Okay, he's there.
Okay, Mr. Doherty?
Yeah.
Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
KC Michael Doherty, 221129.
Thank you, sir. I'm appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing. You signed a form. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on there is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today?
I'll represent myself.
Okay, thank you. The board members conducting this hearing are the Honorable Lou Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, whose voice you heard earlier. Dr. Wright is our board chair, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today. We also have in the room with us, representing the Department of Corrections and also representing your parole officer, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Doherty and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Doherty?
I do.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Doherty, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Doherty, I'm going to read this allegation, and when I read it, I'm going to ask you to respond if it's true or false. So this will be phase one of your hearing, sir. The allegation is you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to secure residence at Phoenix Oasis at 6002 West Crestwood Way in Glendale, per verbal directive dated February 15th of 2019. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Doherty, is that true or false?
It is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Doherty's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second, agree.
Motion by myself, seconded Dr. Wright, agreed. Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Doherty, we'll go to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to start by filling us in with some background information. So just stay on the line, and we'll be right back with you to ask you some questions and talk some more. Thank you, sir. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Doherty was released from agency custody on 2/15/2019 and arrested on 2/27/2019 by the Glendale Police Department. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to agency custody on 2/27/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 9/29/2019 with 19 abscond days. Current commission, 2015, burglary, third degree, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2006, unlawful use means of transportation, 1 year. 2007, burglary, second degree, 3 years, 6 months. 2013, flight from law vehicle, 1 year, 6 months. 2012, dangerous drug violation, 1 year. This is his fourth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. He is a suspected member of the white supremacists. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS release, absconded for 42 days, arrested, revoked by the BOEC. 2011, TIS release, absconded for 11 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2014, TIS release, absconded for 15 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with drugs, violence. After his return to custody, he did receive a major disciplinary. Other arrests, 2004, Arizona theft, Arizona juvenile probation, has a GD score of G7, V8.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Doherty, we have a brief summary of what occurred while you were on supervision. Looks like you were released initially without placement, but then they found a place at Phoenix Oasis for you. But when your parole officer contacted them over there on the 19th, so you were released on the 15th, on the 19th, parole officer called over there and you'd never checked in. So what happened?
Well, to be completely honest with you, I got out of prison strung out on heroin, so when I got out, my first thought in my head was, how can I get more drugs? So that's what I went and did. One thing led to another, and I just never went to Oasis.
Okay, and you never called your parole officer at all to let them know what's going on?
No.
Okay, well, it's kind of our experience, sir, just for your future knowledge, that parole officers try to work with people, and they're there to help you succeed.
After about 2 days, I was kind of kicking myself because I figured that maybe I could get some help, but
yeah.
By then I figured it was kind of too late to even try.
Well, I hope there won't be a next time, sir, but in case there is a next time, keep that in mind, because your parole officer will, they don't want you using either, so, okay.
I was going to maybe ask you guys, there's a program called MRC.
Uh-huh.
Is there any way you guys could release me to like a rehab so when my time is up, I'd be on the right track?
I like the way you're thinking, but unfortunately, this board doesn't have any authority to place you somewhere. We're separate from Department of Corrections, so we don't have any authority over that. But I do like the way you're thinking. I think that'd be a great thing for you. So what were you doing when Glendale PD picked you up?
Pretty much trespassing.
Oh, okay. So you were trespassing somewhere and they
Yeah, I was walking through a lot and they stopped me.
Okay. And they just asked you for your ID because you were out there. Okay. Were you working at all?
I was looking for a job. I was only out for a few days, so I really didn't have time for all that.
So, Mr. Doherty, you had had previous terms on community supervision and you absconded.
Yes, ma'am.
Those other times. Why?
I can't explain it. Mostly it's drugs. I get into drugs and then it's all that rules me.
Okay, sir. All right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions? Okay, sir. We're coming up on the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you'd like the board to consider?
If you could consider possibly letting me out to my parole officer, and then maybe my parole officer can enroll me in the MRC. I know that's for parolees. That'd be great. I really want to get my mind right so I can get out and be successful.
Okay, sir. All right.
I don't think it's too late for me. I mean, there's always hope, you know?
I don't think it's too late for you either. So, definitely not. You're a young guy, so. All right, sir. The board's going to go into discussion, so just remain on the phone, remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, sir, thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Doherty was out for just a few days and absconded, and as he said, he was released on our own heroin, so I understand his thought was just to get more heroin. Unfortunately, he pretty much has absconded every time. All four times that he's been released, he's absconded from supervision. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision for that reason. But I do hope he's sincere about getting himself into a drug rehab because it appears that is his problem in his history. But I'd listen to any input of our board members. Any other thoughts? Okay, I'm going to make a motion then, based on information warrant 2019W0529, our conversation with Mr. Doherty, and information provided by Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Doherty was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and have lapsed or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Agreed.
All right, seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Doherty, I know that's not what you were hoping for today, but the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. It's just hard when you've absconded every time you've been put on community supervision, you know, to give you another shot. So, but we sure hope that you're sincere about that there are rehabs that are available, and you could walk out of prison and right straight into a rehab, and that might address your problem. Mostly it depends on you. It depends on what you want. And if you want it bad enough, then you'll be successful. And we sure hope you are. We hope that we never see you back here in Orange, and wish you the best, okay, sir?
Thank you.
Thank you so much for participating in your hearing today, and your hearing's over.
All right.
Thank you.